Welcome to the Summit Church Sermon of the Week. For more information about this podcast and other resources, please visit summitsanmarcos.com.
And every time I open a series, I'm always really sensitive as I'm opening it because it's really hard to figure out during all of it what's for this week and what's for later. But I really felt like also there was something on Joshua. And, you know, I look at these Joshuas that God is raising up. He actually wrote a book on Joshua generation, right? The first book you gave me? Yeah. And the Joshua generation. And it was really powerful. But I think God's also doing something where he's taking generations, but he's also doing something with the secular and the sacred. And coming out of a secular realm and seeing that God can do something with the kings and the ministers on this earth in business. And I felt like I wanted him to bring up, and just before I get into the message, I wanted him to open up and to bring a word that he has. So he's going to start out this message and bring something to you. And I just feel like God's going to tear down some walls, and then I'll explain it after he's done. So let's just give it up for Jesus as he rides in on this donkey.
I'll be Balaam's donkey speaking the truth anytime. Rather receive truth from anywhere, right? We are in a time when God is releasing truth and revelation. We even experienced that during worship. We experienced it for those of us that went to the conferences. We're in a time, we just celebrated the 500-year anniversary of the Reformation. It was truth, truth, truth. Truth is coming forth on the earth. And so I just pray for the spirit of revelation to just fall on this place. Father, you just open up your word, your truth, even the things that our minds maybe cannot grasp right now, that our spirits would receive them in Yeshua's name. First service, we did just a little bit differently, but when I was sitting there, the Lord was leading me to Revelation 1:10. And in Revelation 1:10, it says, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard a voice behind me, and it sounded like the blast of a trumpet. And it's this trumpet of truth is what God was impressing on my heart. And we're going to talk about Joshua and the walls falling down. But right now, he is blasting a trumpet of truth. And when you think about what's coming out of a trumpet when you blow into a trumpet? It's breath. That's right. It's the breath that's making the sound. And it's the breath of God that is transforming right now. Truth is coming forth, and it's transforming creation, much like we saw 500 years ago. And we said, well, we want to understand the times that we're in. What are the times that we're in right now? And this is the 70th year right now. We're celebrating anniversary of Israel being reborn as a nation in 1948, but also the Latter Rain movement up in Saskatchewan in Canada. And what happened is it didn't happen at Azusa. What happened at the Latter Rain movement was prophecy. The gift of prophecy really fell on the earth. And we know before Yeshua comes, before he returns, that Elijah, the spirit of Elijah would come forth on the earth. And what we're seeing is the spirit of Elijah. John the Baptist, he said, if you will receive this, John the Baptist was Elijah. That man was Elijah. But we know in the end that Elijah shall come. And it's that gift of prophecy falling on the body of Christ to speak truth, to speak his truth from the heavenly realm. And so in that spirit of prophecy, we have to understand that right now God is opening up the scrolls. He's opening up the scrolls of Revelation. He's opening up the scrolls so we can understand the book of Daniel. And in Revelation, I'm going to take you to Revelation 18 because I really feel like we are in the time of the fall of Babylon. And what we see in the old, we get a double witness. In God's law, he says, let everything be established by two or more witnesses. Jesus says, if I say this about myself, my witness isn't true. But it's the Father that witnesses, the Spirit that witnesses. There's two or three witnesses. And so when we see things repeated in the old and the new, and we look back at the stories in the old, actually what we're seeing is the Lord is bringing a second witness to these stories and opening them up in our time where we can't just go, oh, that was Cyrus in the Old Testament. No, actually, just a couple years ago, Lance Wallnau got a word that Donald Trump is Cyrus and that he's a trumpet. And we may not like what he says, but when you read Isaiah 45, what's it say about Cyrus? What is the clay saying to the potter? Why do you make me this way? He's saying, don't question what I'm doing. I'm doing this thing. Don't get mad. Don't get mad at me about it because you don't have any right to do that. I'm doing this thing. And so in Revelation 18, it says, woe to you, O great city of Babylon, the most powerful city in the world. In a single hour, your day of judgment has come. But the ancient city of Babylon fell 3,000 years ago, fell in 500 BC, or what's that, 2,500 years ago. It fell a long time ago. In 1,000 years before that, we had a type of Babylon in Joshua's time in Jericho. They crossed over into the promised land. And David, when he was in the spirit of revelation, he says, Yahweh has become my Yeshua. And what he's saying is, God has become my salvation. God has become my Joshua. And so David is speaking prophetically of what Joshua was able to do. And when they entered the promised land and crossed over, they had these, the first thing they did was they ended up coming to the city of Jericho. And what started this conversation between Pastor Daniel and I, which started in the restroom, I said, let's talk when you come out. But we started this conversation. I really had a word in my heart that God was impressing that yesterday actually was day 7 of the march around Jericho when the walls fell down. And we know that because it was the 7 days we celebrated Passover a week ago, and then Passover goes right into 7 days of unleavened bread, and that mirrored the 7-day march around the city. And see, what Joshua was doing was following the instructions that he received from the angel of the Lord. He received revelation, and then he acted out those instructions. He gave those instructions to his priests, and his priests followed those instructions out to perfection. And those instructions speak to something so much greater, because the priests carried the Ark of the Covenant and they had their trumpets. Inside the Ark of the Covenant is the testimony. It's the law written right there. They're carrying it around the city for 7 days. And then on the 7th day, they do it 7 times and they blast their trumpets and they shout. And the walls of Jericho come crashing down when they do this prophetic act. And what they were actually doing was declaring Jubilee. Because what they did, seven times seven, it's prophetically is 7 weeks of years. 7 times 7 is 49. On the 49th year, if you go back into God's law, it says that you blast the trumpet on the 49th year and you announce Jubilee, which is freedom for God's people. This is supernatural kingdom victory. And if we can have the faith to receive it in our time, that Babylon, which represents the government of man, it represents man exalting himself above God, saying, we'll do it our way, represents Babel. It represents the tower trying to reach the heavens. It represents the statue that Daniel prophesied to Nebuchadnezzar, interpreting his dream, saying the statue. But what Daniel tells him is that statue comes crashing down. It gets knocked on its feet, and that statue gets obliterated. And after Daniel interprets even King Nebuchadnezzar's dream, this is what happens when you're speaking the word of the Lord, when you're speaking the word of revelation, what happens is Nebuchadnezzar ends up worshiping Daniel. He tells him, this little thing that you're going to build, that you're the head of, it's going to come crashing down, because the kingdom of God and his people is going to be established in the earth. And we're going to see the kingdom of men fall. And so prophetically, when we look back and we say, well, 1948, well, Abraham was born in 1948 after Adam. When Abraham was 70, it was the year 2018 after Adam. What happened when Abraham was 70? God met with Abraham and established his covenant. He made a promise to Abraham. And what we're seeing is God's covenant cannot be broken, is through Abraham's people, those who are sojourners, those who go out on a journey with God in faith, like Abraham, are going to see the promises of God established on the earth. And those promises are that his glory is going to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And that man's governments are going to come crashing down to the earth in a moment. We see in Revelation it happens in an hour. And what this was, this power of Babylon, which was this governmental system, by revelation had become a secret, it'd be a mystery Babylon is what it's called. And the Lord is beckoning to his people. He's saying, come out of her. Come listen to me. He's calling. He's beckoning us out of this system. We'll see in Revelation 18 and 19, he's talking about the fall of Babylon and come out of this system. And what happens? How does this happen in Daniel's time? Because it prophetically speaks to our time right now. Is one of Nebuchadnezzar's ancestors, Belshazzar, was on the throne. And they're desecrating the things of the temple. They're desecrating the things of the Lord by drinking out of these vessels. They're throwing a big party. And then all of a sudden, the Lord's hand writes on the wall, meeny, meeny, tekel, parson. And it freaks them out. It freaks everybody out. And they have to call on Daniel because the queen remembered Daniel from Nebuchadnezzar's time. They call on Daniel, and they bring Daniel in, and Daniel tells him the word of the Lord. He doesn't care that he's king. He tells him the truth. Your kingdom is being pulled from you. It's coming crashing down. And before the end of that night, Cyrus's partner, Darius, under the rule of Cyrus, his partner Darius comes marching in that very night, and in a single hour, Babylon has fallen. And that's what's happening prophetically, is we're seeing this in the elevation of the kingdom of our God becoming the kingdom of this world. And when Darius's empire there, you know what it was called? And this is something to watch for prophetically. It was called Media. It was called Media. And so as God's people, what he is asking us to do is to stop speaking against the media and start blessing it. Because the media is what's going to be used to broadcast his word throughout the earth. Because guess what? Just like when they marched into the promised land, and that land, those grapevines had been planted. That land had been cultivated. This land has been cultivated for God's kingdom. And the media and everything that's been put in place has been put in place for the kingdom. And so we're going to see the media broadcast truth. We're going to see the media broadcast the gospel. We're going to see this thing transform just like it did when Babylon fell. You watch for these things to happen in the media. And you pray for them to happen. And you have faith for it to happen. And when they blasted that trumpet and the breath of God came out of there on that seventh time, right? Supernatural victory happened. And we need to stand right now as a people. Go ahead and rise to your feet. We need to stand as a people and recognize that when we're breathing the breath of God and we're speaking truth and we're declaring what God's going to do on this earth because we agree with his promise, he's the one writing the narrative on history, not the media right now, right? But he's going to use the media to write his, to record his narrative. And it's by a people that stand by his promises and believe his promises over whatever you're hearing anywhere else. We be that amen people. And when we're that amen people, guess what? We change the demands on what's being broadcast because we're demanding something different. We're demanding the truth, and we're speaking the truth with every word that we say. And so just prophetically, what we're going to do is just, we're going to give our own trumpet blast because it's just a matter of time before the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our God. And we're going to prophetically say, just like Daniel after the 70 years said, I know the times that we're in right now. And now is the time to lift the truth back up to God and say, now is the time. Now is the time. Let's recognize it. So let's just, at the count of three, let's blast the trumpet. Let's just give our victory cry in faith, knowing that it's just a matter of time of these things happening, right? So let's just go ahead and do our thing. Yeah, so
on
the count of three, you lift up your voice, breathe the breath of God that was blown into you, and prophetically show the world that you're going to use your trumpet that he's given you to speak truth in all the places where he's placed you. So on the count of three, let's hear it. One, two, three. Yeah!
Come on, you may be seated.
Thank you for listening to the Sermon of the Week. Be sure to visit summitsanmarcos.com for other exciting content from Summit Church.